Blog Talk Radio.
Did I miss the opening prayer?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I thought I came in too late.
I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead. Sister Beverly?
All right. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, it is once and again that we do come before your precious throne of grace. And as always, we are so thankful and so grateful, Father God, for this here another day of life that you have given to each and every one of us. And we thank you so much for the assignments that you have given to us long before, Father God, before the foundation of this earth, oh, Father God. And Father God, in giving us another day, your word said that we need to rejoice and to be glad in that day. And so I pray, Father God, that all who are listening and all that's a part of this, that we are indeed rejoicing about something, Father God, that's going on in this day, Father God, rejoicing for the fact that you give us family and close friends, rejoicing, Father God, that you allow us to have a segment like this where we can come together and speak forth the word that you put into our spirits. And so we just thank you, Father God. We just thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your love for people. We thank you for all that you have done for this world and all that you are going to do for those of us that are your children. So now as this show moves forward, Father God, we just pray that everything that you have put into each and every one of our hearts, we pray that it will move forth in the way that you have purposed it to move forth and that it will do everything that you want it to do, touching the lives and hearts of different people. We pray these things, Father God, in the mighty and awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly. And so sorry for not getting that opening prayer to all of you. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start for media, for social media. As I was saying, it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Social media is a way to reach out to many people from all over the world. But you have to be careful who you are reaching out to. You have to be careful, and scripture says this, that there's a lot of gossip going on in the media. There's a lot of backbiting, and scripture tells you what to do and what not to do. But if you look at Isaiah 43:7, we are created to glorify God.
Amen.
And that's my reason for doing the media, for doing the radio blog, is to glorify God and to be an instrument to be used for His glory. And I also have to be careful what I put out or who I put on for the show, and that's within everything that we do. And it doesn't matter, have to be a radio blog. It could be just the person that you're speaking to. Are you speaking life to this person or family? Mm-hmm. And now we're getting back to the family. I only have one scripture for this, and it's Joshua 24:15. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And so for family, I just want to do a brief prayer, and it also goes with media, because whatever we speak out, it should be life, and it's got to come from your heart, and it should be to glorify God.
Amen.
And so, Father God, we just thank you that we have come together, each and every one of us, Lord, and not only our families, but we are going to lift up all families, Lord. Father God, you know who they are, where they are, what they're going through. Their children, mothers, fathers, everyone, Lord, I ask that you come before the precious throne of God. And just lead them to where you want them to be, Lord. Just lead them and smother them with your love, Lord. And just be with them. And especially at this time, because it seems like the enemy is very busy, Lord. And we just want to make sure that our families stay focused on you, Lord, and your leading. And Father God, I just give you all the glory and the honor for everything that you do in our lives, everything that you are in our families, Lord. And let us continue to have our families be as you say. As for me and my household, we will live, serve the Lord.
Amen.
I thank you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go on to the next prayer. And I believe this is going to be Sister Andrea.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Andrea.
Thank you, Sister Faith, for having me. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This afternoon, I'm going to be praying for families and the lost, the homeless, the hungry, the needy, those that are just trying to find their way, especially in these times right now. I have to turn the news off these last couple of days. I don't think I can take too much more between what's going on over in France and the plane that went down over Egypt, and the killings in the streets. And there's just so much that families are dealing with in addition to the holidays coming up. And we all know that during these holiday times, it's a time that we become more and more discouraged. I say we. And I do believe that everyone has some type of discouragement during the holidays, whether it be not having enough money to purchase gifts, or the family can't come together, or the family gets together but everybody's in different corners of the room the cliques have formed. For whatever reason, there's a great deal of discouragement around the holiday season. So Father God, we come to you right now, understanding that these feelings of discouragement, Father God, are despair and their sadness, Father God, and they can be lack of confidence, Father God, lack of confidence in ourselves, lack of confidence in you, lack of confidence for our hopes, Father God. Father God, these feelings of discouragement tend to control our minds, and we just need to learn to lean on you for your strength, Father God.
Amen.
Joshua was challenged, Lord, with discouragement as he led the people of Israel into the promised land. And God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage in Joshua 1:6. And God also reminded Joshua that the key to overcoming discouragement was to have a personal relationship with him.
Amen.
The Lord told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it night, day, and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then
Amen.
You will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That comes from Joshua 1:8. Father God,
Amen.
We know that oftentimes people blame themselves for things that are going on, or they blame God, and they say, well, what if this had happened, Lord? What if that had happened? And we have to understand that this is Satan's biggest trap, is to trap us into thinking that God does not want us to have happiness and joy in our life during these times. Father God, we tend to look back on the things we couldn't do or things we didn't do, and we're looking forward to those things and thinking, Father God, maybe we can't do it, but we need to understand, Father God, that you have a bigger picture for our lives, Father God,
yeah.
and that these challenges that come along the way, Father God, are to refine us, to better us, and to prepare us for those things that are going to come soon, Father God, soon and very soon. Father
yeah.
God, we know that discouragement can lead to depression, and Father God, we want to stop people from having these feelings of depression, Father God, if they would just simply turn to you and submit
yeah.
to you, Father God, and to trust in you, Father God, and to believe your promises and that your word is true, Father God. We
yeah.
pray, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that if there are those out there that are in need, Father God, that there is people out there that will meet those needs for them, Father God. If there's families that are hurting right now, Father God, we pray
yes.
that the saints will step up, Father God, to comfort them. We pray right now, Father God, if there's someone that is lonely, Father God, that some friend
yes.
from the past or one friend from the future, a friend from Facebook,
yes.
Father God, will pick the phone up and reach out to that person. I pray that from this period on into the new year, Father God, that we will
yes.
all step up and do as Jesus would do, Father God, and go and seek these people out and bring them back to you, Father God, to pray them back into joy, to show them
yes,
and be an example to them, Father God. We don't have to have $10,000 worth of things under our tree, Father God, because we are
yes.
there to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. We are
yes.
here to just praise your name and lift you up, Father God. And remember the day that baby was born in a manger, Father God.
Yes.
It's not always about the money.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Father God, we pray that as these families come together, Father God, that they can make amends. They
yes,
can
Lord.
Reach out to one another and say, it's okay, I'm sorry, let's let
mm-hmm.
it go. For
yes,
once,
Lord.
Let's just let it go, Father God. Father God, I pray that those people that are having these experiences overseas, Father God, right now is so emotional.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is going to be a very difficult time, Father God, especially for those who had family members overseas, Father God, or that even they're considering sending people over there, Father God, to fight. We don't want any of our boots on the ground, Father God, but we
yes,
know
Lord.
That we may not be able to keep that from happening, Father God. We have to protect our own. But we pray to you,
yes.
Father God, whatever is needed for whoever needs it, Father God, I pray,
yes,
Father
Lord,
God,
Lord.
We pray corporately, Father God, that you take all those people that are available, Father God, and put them in the way of those people that need help, whoever they
yes.
may be. I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. I have faith in what you're going to do over these next 2 months, Father God. I praise your name. I lift you up. I love you. I adore you. We thank you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
So,
keeping the pace going. Yeah, keeping the pace going. I'm here today making my concern for prayers over government and over churches.
Yes.
In regards to the government, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 says this out of the New American Standard. First of all, then, I urge that entreaty and prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so that they may lead, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. Mm-hmm. And then taking that particular verse and also using it as an example with Jeremiah 29:7, because God is telling us here in 1 Timothy that we need to pray for those who are in authority over us.
Mm-hmm.
And in Jeremiah 29:7, this is a portion of scripture where, because of the disobedience of the children of Israel, God has allowed for them to go into exile.
Yes.
And it says in this verse, it says, seek the welfare of the city. And this is what he's speaking to the exiles, to the Israelites. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare.
Mm-hmm.
So we are called as people to pray for the government. We're called, for those of us that live here in the United States, we're called to pray for our leaders, those on the local level,
Amen.
Those on the national, international levels, and to just pray for governments all around this earth. And as Andrea has so eloquently spoken about all the different things that are going on in the earth right now. And so now is the time to pray for these leaders, to pray for these governments, that they will take the right actions and do the right things to quell some of the evil that is so pervasive through groups like the ISIS group. So I'm coming to pray for governments right now. Dear Father God, we come before your precious throne of grace, praying for governments and leaders on every level throughout this earth. Father, your word, let us know that it is you who established the government and that it is you who allow different ones to be in leadership roles. You command us to pray for those who are in authority over us so that we might live more tranquil and quiet lives.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you for those leaders who are in authority, and
yes.
they allow for you to be the head of their lives, and they take time out daily to commune with you and to seek you for the ability to rule over others, much like the request that Solomon asked of you to give himself much wisdom in ruling over a huge number of people. They see themselves as servants of the people. These are leaders who know that they have one who is higher than they to answer to, and that it is you, dear Father God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father, we also pray for those who are in authority and they misuse their power by
yeah.
oppressing people they are over. They yeah. misuse their power to prey upon the masses. They misuse their power to acquire much wealth for themselves. They, in fact, worship their power with no thought of where their power is truly coming from, not understanding that as you allow them to be in power, you can also take power and position from them. We pray that they will come to saving faith with the knowledge and understanding that you are the true and living God who shall judge their every deed and action. This we pray to the one who clearly is the one all governments will be subjected to, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So now I'm going to be praying for our churches.
Mm.
You know, churches have a very, very big role in God's kingdom. We're not talking about a church building and just people huddling there per se, but we're talking about the born-again believers in Jesus Christ. They are the church of Jesus Christ. They are the bride of Christ. They are the army of God. And we have been commissioned as a church to move out into this earth and to spread God's kingdom, the word of God. Now, in Ephesians 5:29, it says this,
For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church.
Mm-hmm.
Christ cherishes the church. Christ loves the church. Christ has a plan for the church. And his plan stretches from here out into eternity with the church. He is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride of Christ. And so I'm going to come now praying for the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dear Father God, we come before your precious stone of grace, praying for the church, which is the body of Christ, and it is the bride of Christ. The church, as you established it on the earth, is comprised of all who are born-again believers in you as their one and only Lord and Savior. Since the inception of the church, it has been under attack by the devil and those who follow after him.
Mm-hmm.
But your word promises that not even the very gates of hell will be able to prevail against your church. Father, your word to the church is that we be about the business of evangelizing so that the lost of this world might hear about you and come to know that salvation comes only through accepting you as Lord and Savior. Help us as the church to be in this world, but not of this world. Help us as the church to be reminded at all times that we are but sojourners passing through a foreign land, as our true citizenship is in heaven above. Help us as the church to shine as light in a world that is in so much darkness. Help us as the church to be truth in a world that can no longer seem to distinguish between truth and error. Help us as the church to be read up in your word, that we might rightly divide your word of truth. Help us as the church to be able to give a word to any about our salvation. Help us as the church to be ever expectant of your return, and help us to have that joy and excitement as a bride waiting for her groom. Help us as the church to be functioning properly, with each member doing what you ordained each to be doing before the foundation of the earth. And this we pray to the one who has gone and prepared a place in eternity for we the church, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly.
Amen.
We have Deacon Chapman.
So, first of all, I'd like to make yes, ma'am. I'd like to make my comments before, and I'll end it with the prayer. And the prayer would be love for one another, which is the biological family, mm-hmm. and the family which is consists of the body of Christ.
Amen.
First of all, I'd like to say that the Holy Spirit is supposed to change your life. God gave us that gift through Christ. But he gave us that gift through Adam, but Adam failed. And as down through the ages, men who had the gift of God, they failed God because they did things according to their own eyes. They didn't have the fear. What I mean, they didn't continue to reverence their creator. And man has increasingly been forced to come to grips with the limits of his technology because, you know, technology is just about controlling the world now and controlling minds. We don't have the Bible in Bible study in church anymore. We have iPads, iPhones, and tablets. I've even was in a ministry, a congregation one day, and a lady had a laptop in her lap with the wire stretched across the pews plugged into the wall.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, Sister Faith had asked a question before she came on air. She said that on Facebook that people, do she really know who they're praying to that are unsaved? And I told her I would answer that on the air. And it's that God often hear the prayers of unconverted. But the thing about it is that, is he being merciful and forgiving to those that do not come to him through his son? Because you can only come to God through the son. And God is the one that directs us to the son. But the iniquities that they have separates that person from God the Father, and their sins have hidden his, and he has hidden his face from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful how we go in prayer, because if we go in prayer with an unfaithful heart, a deception of the spirit, God is not going to answer that prayer. He says
mm-hmm.
that in his word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lord, you call me Lord, Lord, but I do not know you. And sometimes you have to realize that prayer is a communion with God the Father through the Spirit, through the Son. And even though if you don't really know how to go in prayer, and if you're sincere, the Spirit will translate that, and Jesus gives it to the Father. And Jesus tells us clearly that no one can come to him unless the Father, as I said, draw him to him. And then we have to look at many people are confused about the Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit is in you, there should be no fear. And then I get part about the family now. In Mark chapter 3, this is what verses 33 through 35. When Jesus, we know when the multitude was about Jesus, and some of them came, so your mother and your brothers are trying to seek you. But
mm-hmm.
Jesus said this, and he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? He looked around on them that said about him, and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying here is that you have to do the will of God. And do we know what the will of God is? I always say read the Ten Commandments. But also as another will that I look at in 2 Timothy 2:15, study and show yourself approved. That a workman is a machine, but rightly divide the word. How can you rightly divide the word if you do not study?
Mm-hmm.
And then Sister Faith said something about salvation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's, you will look at, in your studies, look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and we all know what that is. But the question is, what is salvation? Now, is it something or from something? No. It's a spiritual gift from God, and no one can work for that. You don't have the merit. I mean, social psychologists will give you different aspects of how you can have these certain metaphors, but you have to look and see what the Bible says that salvation is. And my interpretation, salvation is a way of life where persons are freed from the past effects of sins and feed for the love of God. So you're freed from the love of God, and now you have the power of God. And we know in 2 Corinthians, we're all familiar with 2 Corinthians 12 and 8 through 9, I mean through 10. And it says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. In other words, he was buffeted by an angel Satan three times. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And you remember in Philippians 4 and 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I believe when Paul got a weakness in him, he'd go back and remember when Christ told him. So what I'm saying is that we have to stop being in fear, because fear is one of the greatest weapons in the world. We're in Christ. He's going to protect us. God has our back. If you're doing Christ's work and working for God, he has your, I guarantee you that. He has your back, because we have a guaranteed system. He said, and the new commandment that he gave them was to love one another, right?
Amen.
As I have loved you. And that's the new commandment. That's the commandment of the church. And that commandment of the church is compassion, love, helping the poor, the needy, feeding them, clothing, reaching out to them, not browbeating them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they open the door for you to speak the word of God, you speak the word of God to them.
Amen.
And family, we have to train. Book of Proverbs 22:6 say, train up a child in the way he should go. Let's stop right there. How are we training our children? What are our children seeing in today in the family home? Are they
mm-hmm.
seeing a physical and mental abuse by the father to the mother? Are they seeing the mother mentally abusing the father with her conversation or talk putting down? And they say when he get old, he won't depart from it. So these things embedded, practice at home spreads abroad. So we have to train our children, bring them up in the will of the Father. Read Proverbs to them. You read a proverb, let them read a proverb. And if you can't explain it, get material that would explain it and explain to them what life is and the keys to prayer and how prayer can help them overcome. Because the Holy Spirit, like I said before, is the enemy that will change our lives if we let the Holy Spirit come in and work with us. We know in Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. And a lot of people just take that scripture and run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I am crucified with Christ. He was speaking in his person. But you go back into Paul's life, he was stoned, left for dead. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was bit by a viper. But God still sufficed him to carry forth the spiritual message to the Gentiles. And that's what we're supposed to do, be a witness for Christ. And if we don't do that, we are failing the confession we have made that we have accepted Christ in our life. And with that, I'll just, as I said, I had a prayer that I'd pray for loving one another. Almighty God and most merciful Father, who has given us a new commandment that we should love one another, God, give us the grace also that we may fulfill it. God, make us gentle, courteous, and forbearing. Lord, help us direct our lives that we may look to the good of the others in the world and in the word and in deeds. And may we holler them as we holler your name in the friendship by the blessings of your spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For Christ's sake, who loved us and gave himself for us, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our provider, our healer, our counselor, and our Prince of Peace. Grant us the wisdom, God, patience and understanding, mercy and compassion. And give us the means to live a life that God had originally created us for. That when he established the creation, he established harmony. So let us have peace all to mankind, Father. Let us also pray for Israel. But in the word, God said, Judah will be saved and Israel will be live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
God, keep our lips from evil speaking, untruth, and deceit. Give us the strength, God, not to react against anyone who insults us, because it's not what is said to you that affects you, it's your reaction to it.
Okay.
Lord, let you be our delight. Let us keep your commandments, God, and help us to fulfill and understand your laws, your statutes. But most of all, Father, let us study, Father, and show ourselves approved to you that we can rightly divide the word. Not listen at the messenger, Father, but listen at the message. Is the message concise with your holy given word? And, Father, bless the station, bless the speakers that have spoke today, Father, the listeners, Father, whatever ailment they have, whatever wish that they have put before your prayer, Father, I pray that you will answer according to your will in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the sick that's listening, you touch every nerve, every muscle, every tissue in their body, Father, and heal it according to your will. Bless Sister Faith, Father. Keep her lifted up, Father. Keep her humble, Father, because if you do not humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he lifts you up. If you humble if you lift yourself up, he's going to humble you. So, Sister Faith, keep doing the good work. Sister Beverly and Sister Andrea and all the other speakers or listeners there, keep your walk and your faith with Jesus. In Christ's name, according to God's will, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman. We are at the end. We have no room for comments or questions. Well, I think we could get a little comment or question. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Or maybe there's something going on that you would like a prayer for?
Thank y'all for the prayers I heard because they were really uplifting to me.
Amen.
And I love each and every one of you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for the survivors and the families of those that have victimized by ISIS and any other tyrant in any other country that we have in the world, even in our country, our local cities too, and that we pray that the body of Christ be lifted up daily.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any other questions? Comments?
I would like to say that we just need to let God be God in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's one last scripture, if you don't mind, I can get it in real quick, from 1 Kings 19 and 12. It said, life has highs and lows, and as in a mountain range, the lows often come right after the highs. Like Elijah, we may scale the heights of spiritual victory only to soon find ourselves in a dark valley of depression. While certain forms of clinical depression, they might be professionally treated, many people don't understand during these depression times that life is just full of ups and downs, and there's just nothing you can do about that except learn to deal with it. And like Elijah, we should learn to just listen for God's still voice, in keeping with what Sister just said. And so I pray that everyone will keep an ear to the Lord and not to this outside white noise that we're hearing, because, like I said, I had to turn my TV off.
Amen.
Too much noise in my head.
Thank you, Sister Andrea. Does anyone have any more questions or comments? Okay,
well,
then we are at. Go ahead.
I'll just say, set some time aside each day and pray for the, like I say, the victims of those tragedies seen on TV.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But we've had a great show today. Thank you all for joining us. May the peace of the Lord be within all of you and your families. God bless you. And I love you guys.
Love you too, Sister Faith.
You too.
Man. God bless you all. And if I don't see anyone, everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Sister Beverly. Thank you, Sister Andrea. Deacon Chapman. And I'll call you.